Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 205th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Papi Bongibo. He currently serves as the president of COCO Maine, which is a group of New Mainers originally from Democratic Republic of Congo. Pepe came to Atlanta in 2003 and made his way to Maine in 2010. He works as a house manager for Granite Bay Care, drives for RTP, teaches judo as a third-degree black belt in Westbrook, and is a founder of New England African Arts, Entertainment, and Community Association, which brings big-name artists overseas to create a vibrant arts community right here in Maine. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Pepe.
Thank you.
So you are El Presidente of the Congolese community called COCO Maine. How many Congolese are living in Maine, do you think?
I think for now, since 2010, when I moved here, the number were like kind of 1,000. So now I think we counting over 2,000 family.
2,000 families? Or 2,000 individuals?
I would say individuals then.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Big numbers. It has to be one of the larger population groups in the state. And I wonder how Congolese people find their way to the group once they're in the state of Maine.
Thanks. As a community, what we do when people first move here, we're trying to help them for integration. So just imagine when you come from a country who does not speak English, and once you're in the United States, it's hard for a lot of families or a lot of members. So what we did with COCO Maine, that's why we created this session, so it's to help new members to integrate, especially for integration. So to help them go to study English, to help them find a job, and to help them get housing. So this is pretty much what we do. As soon as we have new member, we're trying to make sure that they don't get lost, into the state. Yeah.
Yeah, you make a soft place to land with a familiar face and people who understand and show you where to go to the right grocery.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I bet that's really important for beginners.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there, we may be, I always say that I may be lucky when I moved to the United States, my family was there already. But for people who does not have family, it's just hard, for transportation. Because sometimes when I walk around the city, I'll see families walking, when it's cold outside, because there's no, you have to get to the bus station for transportation with 3 or 4 kids. So it's not hard, especially if you don't have a family here and you're just the first, in newcomers. So that's why we are like, okay, we need to do something. Because if you don't do it, I don't think anyone would do it for now. Because as a community, the way, it works, whenever you're from, when you reach here, it's like as a group, that's why we wanted to unite it first so we can help each other. It's also, I think we help the city too, because there's so much thing that may be done the city can do. But what we do, it's more than, to support. So it for translating, for example, or helping, the city understand the language, or, communication between newcomers and people who lives here anyway.
Yes, there's more needed. I'm really impressed by how the immigrants I meet seem very committed to helping new arrivals, having experienced that very emotional, difficult time. Even if you want to be here, and if it's a relief, it still is scary and new jobs, new schools, new ideas, new language.
Yep.
And so if I were to arrive here today from Congo, and I didn't know anyone. How would I find my way to Cocoa Maine?
Okay, we advise or we encourage people we have a Facebook page. People can find us on Facebook, and we are working on our website, which is going to be pretty, you know, we have someone who's helping us to finish all the work. So, or we have numbers, you know, as a president, my number is everywhere. And my committee, you know, we have also different departments in the committee that take care of those kind of situations. So if you're a newcomer, move in, you can ask around. We have number. We have number in the city of Portland. We have number. We left our number. The general assistance, the shelter, family shelter. So when you go in there, if you show yourself there, they will give you my number.
Guess what? There's an organization waiting to welcome you.
You welcome you.
That is so cool.
Thanks.
And your Facebook page is...
Okay, our Facebook page, it's, if you're trying to find us on Facebook, you can just look for Cocoa Maine. That's it. Or if you want my page, you can just go with Papi Bongibo and you'll find me. So when you first move here, don't hesitate to send me a message. So I'll respond. So it's Cocoa Maine. This is the community Facebook page, or Papi Bongibo. So you always can find me.
Thank you. I just love the name that you all came up with. Cocoa is so cool for Congolese community.
Yes, Congolese community of Maine.
It's beautiful. It really works. Do other states have similar organization for people born in Congo that now move to their state?
Yes. This is, I think, all of Congolese. I think all of most of the immigrant dads, when you are somewhere, you know, it's not here, not just here in the U.S., maybe Canada too. It's like you're trying to regroup, you know, because remember, it's a unity that makes you guys stronger. So, yes, so different community in different states. So, yeah, so I think most of the states I went for visit, they have a community. And sometimes when I travel to a different state, I always meet, you know, the Congolese president. May say, you know, for like if I go to Washington, D.C., so I may, I'll try to find my way to look for a president. So just to share experience, you know,
that's
what
really
they do
cool.
And what they do, what we do here. And I'm a good friend of a few of them, you know, from, for example, Dallas, Texas. So, yeah, we have people that are doing good job there from Congolese community. And, so this is it. So every single, you know, every area or where you can find Congolese. I don't think all of them, but 80%, they are a group. They have the same thing we're doing here.
Yeah, and really you mean Maine. Most people from Congo are living in the greater Portland area, but you have people outside of that region that you serve too, don't you?
Exactly, yes. So, you know, and the thing is, so there's two categories here. Is the Congolese community, you know, it's based, we focus on helping newcomers. So on the other side, it's the organization that's, you know, on the New England Arts African Entertainment Community Association. So this is more about culture, you know, supporting culture, promoting culture. Yeah, so everything we do here works, you know, goes around New England. So it brings people. A lot of things I did in the past used to bring many people from Boston, many people from Vermont, many people from New Hampshire. So it's because when you, I think culture united, you know, peoples, you know, it's like people feel home. It's like, oh, you know, something, for example, when you bring an artist who's going to perform from Africa, you don't see that many here. So that makes them think about home, you know, think where they were living, where they came from. And that's why you have a larger number who travel, who just come to enjoy.
Yeah, and then you can host the other presidents.
Exactly.
And they can see how sweet life is here in Maine.
I know, right? Yeah, thanks.
What kinds of services does Cocoa Maine offer to new members? I know your community has four dedicated areas that you're working on.
Yes. What we do first is, I mentioned earlier, you know, when you first move to a country, a new country, the number one thing that you have to look for, or people look for, it's housing. Okay, so with the housing, we're trying to help our member to find affordable housing. You know, just And like, you know, with the language barrier, you may be limited, you know. It's like, let's say, for example, you know, for someone just got here like 2-3 days and they were asking to go look for a house or an apartment with a limited English, not English at all. So it's hard. So what we do, when we receive a phone call, you know, like there's a newcomer, and as soon as they get the paper from the state, like the general assistance to go look for a place to stay, so we have a team that's going to be supporting or helping them for like making phone calls, because they may not understand what the landlord's saying.
That's,
you know,
wonderful.
Yeah, so, you know, we have a group of people that are there just to, like, if you call us and you're looking for an apartment, we can make phone calls for you. Or if you're not understanding what the landlord's saying, we just can have someone translating for you and help you, you know, run for those everything. So, yeah. And the second thing, it's as soon as you get a house, you know, as a family, which is good, it's the workforce. Before the workforce, I always advise my community, like, okay, do not live in the circle of comfortable zone. Like, people trying to make, they may be living in the United States, or in Maine, for example, with the spirit of Congo, you know. So I always advise people, forget about, you know, the French, you know, for now. Forget about your native language, whatever you speak. Make sure, take that time when you first got here to learn English, because this is going to be the key for your future. Believe me, you know, if you don't want to struggle after 2, 3, 4 years, this is the time you do. So adult education is there. Do your best to learn English. Take advantage of that moment that you got here. And why? Because living with the minimum wage, it's hard for everyone. You know, you're not going to make it through, because every time, let's say, for example, if you lose work, if you miss work 2-3 days, it's hard. I experienced that. So, and always trying to make sure that if you don't want to suffer, if you don't want to be feeling like, well, I'm not going anywhere, learn English. This is the basic, you know. So education is important. And after you learn your English, there's so many training, you know. You can do a 2 years training or whatever at SMCC in South Portland. They're teaching people for welding. There's a welding, you know, and there's a lot of things. Amazing, you know.
Emergency medical technicians.
Exactly, yeah. You can do. So just to make your life better, mm-hmm. you know. And the third thing, it's I was going to have the immigration, you know, asylum seeker. Because we have a lot of cases, you know, because most of the people are running from, you know, the country because of the politics, mm-hmm. the war, or, you know, economic, you know, difficulty. So as they get here, they're trying to apply for asylum, you know, and what we do with the community, it's trying to help them meet with the good lawyer, you know. If you don't do that, you know what happened. It's some other people from, you know, just the member community take advantage of the newcomers. Like, they will be charging them money just to translate, you know, in application forms, a lot of money. And they will be lying to them that, oh, you know what, I can translate, I can do this for you. And a lot of people are being struggling to get, you know, their asylum, because now people are taking advantage for the newcomer. That's why we are here to tell them, no, you don't need to do this. This is not right. This is the way you're supposed to follow.
Wow, you can save a lot of time.
Oh, I'm
and
telling
money
you. Yeah,
advice.
I'm telling you. We have people crying. You won't believe it. It's like, oh, you know what? They took my money. They took my money, but I don't see anything. The paper they gave me doesn't make any sense.
Yes, I had a former guest, Digan Goulet, and she was talking about how frequently immigrants are taken advantage of.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I think people don't realize, you know, they are targeted.
That's why I always advise people. When you get to Maine or Portland, make sure you call us.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you give us a phone call, because if you don't do that, you're gonna be lost. And also, I was gonna say, the last thing is the child care.
The child it's awfully care. Hard to get work if you're at home with the kids.
Yeah. Why we do? You know, because we all know. You know, it costs more money to take care of your children, especially if you wanna go to work or school stuff. With a minimum of 250 a week, it's too much. When you times four weeks, it's over $1,000.
For one kid?
For one kid. Mm-hmm. Only one kid. Times 12 months, it's more, over $10,000, you know, for your income. Now imagine, a lot of families struggle, you know, to find a good job. So they're working with the minimum. Now, for what we saw, for what I've been seeing, it's most of the parents are either quitting jobs, or maybe the man is working, the husband is working, and the woman has to stay home, or the opposite. Or someone need to quit his job now. And just imagine, like, even though it's just not much, because if you got three or four kids, you know, it's taking, like, all of, you know, the income from the house. That's why we're like, okay, how can we do to help these people, you know, stay in the fit? So we came up with the idea of cooperative childcare, which I am now working with Sydney Williams, which is a friend of mine, and Magali in the community, and Jonah. Jonah, I think, is a spare of a cooperative. He helps a lot of African, you know, the Somalian community, Angola. So he's an expert on the cooperative. So they do a lot of activity. So he's the one who's being help us to put the funds or everything together. And now we're doing, so we are in the process of our survey, which we send out survey out so people can respond and looks see how the needs, the level of the needs. And from there, if, like, for example, like, let's say 50 families or 50, we have 50 children or 40 children. So from that database, you know, of the number that we're going to take back, it's going to give us the idea how do we make the project works. So this is good because it's going to support our community member to go to school so they can learn something to support the family. It's going to help our community member to find a job, because without any job, you cannot live in this country. And this is also help people, at least, you know, to get, like, to breathe a little bit, because this is not only for Congolese. I think it's a major problem for all the communities here. People cry for daycare.
Yes.
It's not something that people, like, you know, I believe, I know, you know, and I remember when we met with the city worker. So this was like, it's a major a problem that everyone's trying to fight. And I think on our side, I was telling my community, like, you know, let's help each other. Because the good thing with the cooperative daycare is community member helping each other, watching the children's.
Right.
So very cheap.
Putting together a parenting cooperative,
yes,
means that you can take a turn watching the kids, and then the rest of the time other people are taking a
Correct.
Turn watching the kids, saving you $10,000.
There we go.
Yeah. Wow. And that's money you can use to perhaps buy a car pay your rent.
This is why I encourage, you know, whoever, and from Congolese member, or listen to me now, and please, if you didn't do the survey now, take your time. We've been sharing it on my Facebook, on community Facebook. We've been sending messaging on WhatsApp. Please do. Please fill out the survey. It's very, very important that
we get it. And it's pretty simple. I looked at it. You sent it to me, and I looked at it. It's, what, 15 questions?
Exactly.
How many kids do you have? When do you need care?
Yeah.
What are you looking for in home? Are you looking for in center?
Yeah.
Can you help?
Yes,
yeah.
That's correct. So,
easy stuff.
As a leader, you know, that's why I was elected, to find solution. And I just want to tell my community that we are trying to find some solution
Great. For
the issue here.
So if you're from the Congolese community, fill out your survey so you can have some pretty cool child care and a major savings.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Papi Bongibo. Papi speaks Lingala, French, Kikongo, English, and some Swahili. He's been in the United States he's been a U.S. citizen since 2017, and he was born and raised in Kinshasa. He's the president of the Congolese Community of Maine. In that capacity, he's helping to create organizational level solutions to issues regarding housing, education, workforce development, and child care. So I'm wondering if you could share with us a little bit more about what goes into housing, if you have any kind of pipe dreams, big dreams about how we could work better to meet the needs of new immigrants.
Well,
through housing.
I think if you look at the problem, like people are struggling. It's not only African. I think and also American community. May the housing is so expensive. You know, the cost is so high, and I think with the minimum wage, people still strike because every time you pay for your rent, all the money is gone. You know, and I believe if the city, you know, the mayor, everyone who works in the city, are listening to me now. I think this we can make this better together because I know for sure that if people have better housing and they can stay here and we can have a good workforce, you know, can have a good force. We now forget. I mean, I was from my experience since before 2010, and now, if you look at a lot of big companies are hiring immigrants, you know, because I remember back. Before, when I first moved here, there were actually not jobs, you know. People were struggling. I knew a lot of people who left the state because there were not a lot of companies that were actually hiring, you know, immigrants here.
Absolutely. So, we're an aging state, and those positions and are coming open.
Exactly. When you look at now, I can tell you, man is growing, you know, man is growing. And for sure, the only problem people are struggling, especially in Portland, man, is the housing. I wish they can build more housing because the private landlords are raising price, you know, every day. So I understand that, you know, they are saying that they're paying taxes, you know, stuff. But I understand, how can you keep people here if they cannot afford, you know, any housing? So they end up moving, leaving for other states or going somewhere. So we're losing people, which is not good.
That's right.
And I believe, like, you know, if the city can build more housing, affordable housing for people to you know, to have a better housing, it should be something that can also act. Because every time, all of us, we're helping also the economy, you know. Because
absolutely.
Since I always work, you know, I don't stay home. I don't get anything for free. So I make sure that I go to work so I can pay my taxes and help build the city economy.
And this is a common story. And you don't have just one job, you have three. Not
exactly.
To mention you volunteer as the president of the Congolese community.
Yes, I volunteer as the president of the Congolese community. I work for the Great Baker, which is a mental disability home, is a house manager. And yes, I also have my own nonprofit that actually support the culture of immigrant here. So yeah, we're trying to make things. Because I always do that because, first of all, I love it being here, you know. When I first moved to Maine, I know there's a big difference between Atlanta and Maine, but I think I like the peace and the quietness here, you know. I've lived in a big city, but I think I love here a bit better, and I'm here to stay.
Do you have a favorite place in Maine that you like to go to where you can get the most peace and beautiful views?
I like the ocean.
Do you?
Yeah, I like
What's
the
your
ocean.
Beach?
OOB, you know.
You like Old Orchard?
Yeah, Old Orchard Beach. I love water, so I like
perfect.
The ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you lived in Congo and Kinshasa, that's not far from the ocean.
Oh, it's far. We have the river.
You do.
We have
the
Congo
river,
but it's far from the ocean because you have to travel like I think 4 or 5 hours just to go. You know, Moanda. It's called Moanda Ocean, but it's far away from. It's a different state. You know, Kinshasa. Yeah,
right. You're right there on the river. I was thinking of the fish, but yes, indeed, you've got it from the river.
Uh-huh.
And what an honor it is to lead a group of your peers toward a more settled life in Maine. I think that's terrific that you would take on such a huge commitment as being the president of a group of 2,000 immigrants.
Yes.
It seems to be something you were born to do. I wondered if you would be willing to tell listeners what your last name, Bongibo, means.
My last name actually came from my grandfather. It means Good Samaritan.
I love that. When you told me that when we were at Quill Coffee Shop, I thought... Oh, that's wonderful. You know, you're kind of born to do this work and help others.
Yeah, I know because everything I do in my life here, for example, if you ask around, it's I always do it in my heart because I don't like to see people suffering, you know. Doesn't matter who. But I cannot sit here and watch someone dying or suffering. So I was born to help. So that's what I do. I love doing it.
They
anyway.
Called it when you were just a baby, our little Good Samaritan. And you don't stop just organizing the Congolese community. Uh-huh. As you've mentioned, you are the founder of New England African Arts, Entertainment, and Community Association. Wondered if you could tell us more about the mission of this group.
Correct, yes. So how did I start it first? When I first moved to Maine in Portland, I think in 2010, there were not a lot of, you know, people from Congo, for example, a lot of immigrants that we're seeing now here. I noticed that people were leaving the States, were traveling to Boston or New York. And if you ask them why you guys are going every weekend out, they were like, oh, there's nothing for us, the immigrant here in Portland. So everything was bored. So I'm like, okay. And I have to think like, okay, how about when you think about driving for 3, 4, 6 hours just to go have fun or being entertained, how about making how can we bring that thing that you guys are follow over there, make it happen here? You know, I think as I told you, you know, I moved here to stay, you know, and I love it being here. So I'm like, okay, how can we do? Because since people are crying, nothing's been happening for them. So I have to do something. So that's why I came up with the idea of creating that group. So we can share our value. We can promote our culture and people, instead of driving far away, you know, getting ticket or DUI, they can have fun here. And also, you know what? We're here, let's build the city. If there were nothing for you, the way you're thinking, well, let's make it happen. That's why, you know, and for the past 6, 7 years, I've been bringing more, you know, international entertainment in Maine, you know, and I believe it's like for that day that we start doing this, there's a big change now. They stop people from traveling. So people are not going
get off the road. Get and off the stay road. Local,
so everything is happening in Maine, and people are proud that this amazing thing are happening here.
Tell us the name of the group that you're bringing in this summer.
Okay, for this summer, we're working on bringing, I think this is the second time he's going to be performing in Maine. His name is Fally Ipupa. He came to Maine 2 years ago. He performed here, I think it's in South Portland. So now we're planning on having him perform at Aura, I think this July. And the team, the committee are putting stuff together, I believe. So as soon as it's ready, I'm going to come back to your show again for, you know, start the promotion, if you allowed me.
That would be great. I'd love that. And I'm happy to post it on Facebook so people can come get a slice of African entertainment, real imported African entertainment right here for all the African immigrants who might enjoy.
And thank you. And I was going to add something. We not only do this for immigrants, I also want the American community to join forces, because we are all in this together. You know, I think if we put our hand together as an immigrant and the Maine community, white community, I think we're going to make this city looks great and maybe the number one in the United States.
So we
need to join forces, African and Maine community. It's time to work together.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about the art that you're bringing into town. You are a very disciplined, hardworking man.
Thank you.
Who's driven to serve your community. I wish you and the COCO Maine organization the very best as you work together to set up solutions to problems shared by so many immigrants. Thank you for being my guest today, Papi.
Thank you so much, Kes, for inviting me. I really appreciate it. It was an honor to be here today.
Thank you. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Papi has selected for us. He's just introduced his group. This is Fally Ipupa. And thank you for picking them. And you can hear them live, hopefully, this summer.
Thank you.
Eric Mandala, le docteur des ignorants, et Maria Piron. Maria Piron, Mamana, Erika, Alvina et Naziria Mandala. Caroline Piron, Dadou Ngalula, Nick Brenda 22, Amir Ngalula Piron. Cédric Banza Ilunga, l'icône de Djobourg. Sirène ya police kumaka na prison. Ya corbillard et kokumanga na lilita. Et panye na zoué salakanga neti drogué. Ma lèvre na yue la kaki mata mananga. An aucun jour balarme ko visite yango. Présence na yo béton armé ya vinangaï. Esengwele kaka si souci et me kole kate.
Marianne, soki otiki nga ye ye. Chagrin, malheur. Yoko banza moto alali nzoka we na ye. Maria mandala soki otiki nga ye. Chagrin, malheur. Yoko banza moto alali nzoka we na ye. Le monde est trop matata. Or moto sala le monde est saillon zambé tata. Kita au kata pomo kili trop matata kata. Adamu, Adamu pena eva e. Présence à nyokana e langa très matata. Or moto sala le serpent saillon zambé tata. Kita au kata pomo kili trop matata kata. Motema de mer bolingo ezwi matata. Susi na kati ekomi kulu na katakata. Or moto asala motema eza yo nzambe tata. Kita okata po bolingo tro matata kata. Marianne, Maria Mandala. Yoka bebe na yo, Erike Mandala. Avant toi je n'avais jamais connu sa piron. L'amour le vrai romantique l'inégalable. Marianne, so kioti ki naye. Chagrin, malheur. Oh, 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 o